Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the IMC's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2017 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR, and MZIQ platform. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star then zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maya, CEO of IMC, Mr. Jose Agote, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for third quarter 17 results. First, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us in this call, in which we will provide important information related to IMC's performance in the third quarter. Now, in slide number 2, you can find the main highlights for the quarter. First, with regards to financial highlights, I'd like to emphasize that adjusted EBITDA reached 54 million reais and was up by 33% in constant currency, with a 330 bps increase in margins that reached 13.5%, with revenues reaching 402 million reais, or up 0.3% year over year. Net income reached 22 million reais, which represents an 83% improvement year over year. These are the early improvements in results as a consequence of the implementation of our strategy focused on efficiency, execution, and growth. In Brazil, operating income was up 83% year over year, reaching 23.9 million, with a 470 bps expansion in margins, reflecting our efforts to improve efficiency on the back of the implementation of the new zero-based budget in early April, a second phase of adjustments focused on indirect expenses and G&A in August and September, combined with top-line growth in the road segment and higher efficiency in the air segment that was mostly driven by the catering operations. In the U.S., the new stores combined with higher efficiency on labor cost and SG&A led to a 9% growth in operating income with 130 bps margin improvement. In the Caribbean, operating income was down by 4% in constant currency as a consequence of slightly lower revenues, both in Colombia and Panama, and the last one impacted by the hurricanes. This combined with higher labor and SG&A costs. The operating cash after maintenance capex in the quarter was 34 million reais, equivalent to 62% of adjusted EBITDA in the quarter. Those are the early achievements, and we are very confident that we still have a lot of room for further improvement in terms of margin as well as in terms of expansion in sales as we continue to implement our strategy. On the following slides, I'll give you more color on the main drivers of further improvements. Now on slide 3, I'd like to share with you three most important sources or levers of improvement that we are expecting. First, we believe that we can improve margins even without considering sales growth. This improvement in margin is based on three main blocks. Number one is the continuous implementation of the zero-based budgeting philosophy, which part of it is already reflected in our results. Two is the corporate restructuring that we concluded in September that will allow us to benefit from central kitchen's optimization. And three, the labor reform in Brazil. That's going to start by mid-November and will help us improve the efficiency and labor costs of our stores. The second leverage that we have is operational leverage. I mean, since most of our costs are fixed, a small increase in sales leads to disproportionately higher EBITDA. And I'll further share with you some details on that. And third, a very small expansion plan with low execution risk focused on two brands, Olive Garden in Brazil and Margaritaville in the U.S. Now on slide 4, I'd like to give you more color on the zero-based budget process and its impact on figures. As we have discussed in the previous quarter, it is a very detailed process that involves all companies' areas that revise all cost centers and expenses. As you can see on the center left of the page, G&A and holding expenses combined decreased by 15% year over year in third quarter 17, which represents 3 million reais in savings. But the zero-based budget approach at IMC does not necessarily mean linear reduction in all expenses or simply doing the same thing but just with a lower budget. It involves a change in the process and culture sometimes. For example, the marketing department, crucial for us to drive high same-store sales, we nearly doubled the size of the team from 12 people in December to 20 people in October 2017. Another good example is the Guarulhos Airport on the right-hand side, which used to be the headquarters of one of the companies acquired many years ago by IMC. Guarulhos, for those historical reasons, had a back office that no other operation had, with large finance, human resources, and inventory departments. In December, Guarulhos' back office had nearly 80 employees, and now we have just roughly 25. In order to make such important change, we had to change processes. For example, Guarulhos had a 24/7 inventory, and now it operates only in one shift, which means that the stores have to plan in advance on a daily basis. And just for the sake of comparison, in the mall stores, they plan orders on a weekly basis. Other functions were absorbed by the store manager and other by the headquarters. In other words, we're capturing the synergies from previous acquisitions after several years they've been acquired. Now on slide 5 on the left-hand side, with regards to corporate restructuring that was concluded in September, with Viena and Frango Assado in the same fiscal entity, we will be able to be more efficient in terms of production. Given fiscal inefficiencies with separate legal entities, we were not able to transfer products in an efficient way from within different brands, which means that we have an overlap in terms of production at Viena, Frango Assado, and Brunello Central Kitchens. Now, after the corporate restructuring, we will be able to concentrate and optimize the production with the specialization of central kitchens that should give us higher scale, quality, and efficiency. The third block of the margin improvement has to do with labor reform. On the right-hand side of the slide, we exemplify some of its benefits. Given the lack of flexibility of today's labor law, we cannot have the ideal structure in terms of staff in our restaurants, given the intra-week typical seasonality and also the intraday typical seasonality that we have. For example, at Viena, sales are concentrated during lunchtime, and with Frango Assado, a lot of the sales are concentrated on weekends. We typically have higher traffic or volume during weekends in most of Frango Assado's restaurants, for example. And given today's labor law, we currently operate with idle capacity during the weekdays or with more employees than needed, which means higher costs, and we operate below our ideal capacity during weekends, or less employees than we need, which means subpar service and consequently lower sales. With higher flexibility, especially for hiring part-time employees, we should be able to have more optimized staff with lower costs on weekdays and better service and consequently higher sales weekends. Now on slide 6, I'll give you more color on the second big lever of value for IMC, that is operational leverage, which means disproportional EBITDA for a small increase in sales because most of our costs are fixed. So the numbers you see here is not a guidance and doesn't mean that we are growing in revenues. It compares the sales of June with July for this year. July is always the best month because it's summer in the U.S., vacation time in Brazil, and so on. And July this year, as always is, Brazil was up 17% than June. But as a portion of our cost and expenses structure is fixed, we had a 101% increase in EBITDA. This is how big operational leverage effect is for IMC. That's why we improving sales is crucial for us. And in the following slide, we'll give you more color on our efforts to improve sales with higher quality on our products and higher service in our restaurants. With regards to product offering and higher quality, we'll talk a little bit about demand generation or efforts and the fact that we organize ourselves by brand now. Since I joined IMC as CEO, one of the most subtle changes, but one of the most important in my opinion, is to change the organization from a company organized by channel to a company organized by brand, in which I have a leader for each of the brands and also a chef and an almost dedicated marketing team. Flamingo is the most advanced brand in that sense. Since the beginning of the year, we have started to introduce a series of campaigns that involve the creation and launching of new products and sales marketing efforts on each store, social and digital media, and traditional media as well. We're now at Flamingo's fifth campaign, and we're already seeing positive results in terms of same-store sales. Now on slide 8, I would like to discuss what we're doing to improve the quality of our service, which we believe is crucial for the sales. To improve the level of service, we implemented an operational excellence measuring tool, the MICE program, combined with the variable compensation program for store managers. The MICE program consists on grading the restaurants based on their operational guideline with non-sales related metrics such as cleanliness of bathroom, temperature of the soft drinks, absence of broken lights, and others. Restaurants and their managers are evaluated according to this assessment, which is part of their incentive program, and is all that also considers sales, contribution margin, and mystery shopper grading, which is a metric of customer satisfaction. Our target is to improve day-to-day execution, aligning the incentives of our individual store managers with the goals of the company. I'll now pass the floor to Jose Agote, our CFO, who will provide further detailed information on our financial performance.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. On slide 9, we have an overview of the quarter and the main factors that influenced our EBITDA. We can see improvements in all geographies in the quarter, as well as an additional improvement on corporate expenses. Brazilian operating income was up $11 million as the road segment grew $2.5 million on the back of higher same-store sales and lower labor and rent expenses as a consequence of the implementation of the zero-based budget. Additionally, the air segment was up by $5.4 million as a consequence of lower rent and utility expenses, lower food costs, and higher same-store sales that were driven by our catering operations. The mall segment, however, was still under pressure from lower same-store sales that offset the benefits from the cost reduction efforts in the quarter. There was also a decrease in G&A expenses linked to the zero-based budget initiative, and the other revenues expenses line was positively impacted by tax recovery credits that will be converted into cash in the short term. In the U.S., the better performance was related to the positive performance of the recently launched restaurants that offset the lower same-store sales, combined with reduced labor, selling, and operating expenses, as well as lower G&A expenses. In the Caribbean, lower same-store sales driven by the performance in Colombia led to a decrease of R$500,000 in results in the quarter. Regarding holding expenses, there was a $1.4 million reduction in our corporate expenses due to the restructuring that took place earlier this year. All in all, adjusted EBITDA reached R$54 million in constant currency, up 33% year-on-year, achieving a margin of 13.5% in the quarter. On slide 10, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We see that the company closed the quarter with 248 stores, a net decrease of 11 in comparison with the previous year. There was a net reduction of 10 stores in Brazil, of which 3 were in roads, 10 in shopping malls, and a net opening of 3 stores in airports. There was also a net reduction of 1 store in the Caribbean. On the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in the third quarter. On the left, we can see the Brazilian same-store sales totaled positive 2%. The road segment posted a 5% positive same-store sales performance led by gas stations. We had a 4% improvement in airports led by catering and a 7% reduction in malls. Next, to the right, we can see that the U.S. operation had a negative 10% same-store sales performance in constant currency, mostly impacted by Hurricane Irma and its impact in Florida, where we have 7 operations. In the Caribbean, we had a 1% reduction in same-store sales. Finally, on the far right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 2% reduction year-on-year in constant currency and a 3% reduction in reais. On slide 12, we have the company's consolidated results, which were positively impacted by improved margins in Brazil and in the U.S. and lower holding expenses. EBITDA totaled R$54 million in constant currency, increasing 33% versus last year and improving 330 basis points in margins. In terms of cash generation, operating cash flow after maintenance capex over EBITDA was 62% in the quarter. Operating income came in at $24 million, up nearly 83% compared to the third quarter 2016, due to the improvement in the roads and airport segments, combined with tax recovery credits that offset the lower performance of shopping malls. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 73% in the quarter. Moving now to the road segment on slide 14, we can see the positive performance of both restaurants and gas stations that led to a 5% increase in same-store sales in the quarter, offsetting the three-store reduction in the period, leading to a 6% increase in net revenues that totaled $110 million. Operating income came in at $15 million, 20% up year-on-year as a consequence of lower labor and rent expenses, offsetting the increase in fuel cost due to the higher discount policy implemented at some gas stations to drive higher traffic to our operations. There was a 160 basis point increase in operating margin in the period. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to cash conversion reached 70% in the quarter. Now, on slide 17, we talk about the U.S. operations, which we present in local currency. In the third quarter, revenue from the U.S. operations totaled $39 million, up 0.4% versus last year due to the positive performance of new stores, offsetting the reduction in same-store sales of 10%. Operating results were up 9% year-on-year, reaching $6 million with a 130 basis point increase in margins that reached 16% in the quarter. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 96% in the quarter. On slide 18, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we have presented the figures in reais in constant currency. Same-store sales in the Caribbean were down 1%, mainly led by Colombia, resulting in a net revenue decrease of 0.5% year-on-year. Lower scale from lower revenues resulted in a 4% decrease in our operating income that totaled 13 million reais in the quarter, with a still strong operating margin of 27%. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 97% in the quarter. Now, commenting on the company's cash flow, we move to slide 19. Our operating cash flow after maintenance capex totaled 34 million reais in the quarter. The EBITDA to operating cash conversion reached 62%, impacted by higher maintenance capex due to the investments to improve the store's look and feel. Continuing with the cash flow, on slide 20, we can see that we consumed 25 million reais in the quarter. The cash flow highlights include capex of 15 million and a capital reduction or distribution to the shareholders in the amount of 48 million reais. This concludes my comments on the financial results, and now we'll turn it over to Newton for his final remarks before we open up the Q&A session.
Now on slide 21, I'd like to share with you some of my last comments. First, we're very pleased with the initial impacts of our actions that led to 33% increase in EBITDA, 330 bps improvement in margins, and a net income of 22 million reais in the quarter, up 83% compared to third quarter 2016. Second, the results are good, and there's still a lot to be achieved based on cost reductions with the zero-based budget philosophy, which is in place, the corporate restructuring consequence, which is ongoing, and the labor reform benefits that are yet to be captured when the law starts working in mid-November. On top of that, we have our same-store sales improvement efforts to seize the benefits from higher operational leverage nature of our company, with demand generation efforts to improve quality of product and quality of services. And third, we also have a clear path for organic growth of proven concepts such as Olive Garden in Brazilian malls and Margarita View in the U.S. All in all, early results are encouraging. With this, I conclude my comments, and from now on, we will be open to Q&A session.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star then one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star then two. We will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.